If you have ever been to a play on a stage, you know that there is far more going on than what you see on that stage. Behind the stage, there are deckhands, pulleys, etc. Props are moved around, and much more. In our world also, what takes place here involves another realm, an unseen realm in which there is far more going on than meets the eye. In the book of Job, the Bible says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present before the Lord, and Satan also came among them." Now what's going on here? This is an amazing scene wherein sons of God, which are heavenly beings, appear together as part of what scholars refer to as a heavenly council or heavenly court. This is one of many such scenes in the Bible in which some heavenly creatures, the sons of God, are part of a heavenly council that possesses some governing and judging authority relative to events on earth. In this story of Job, Satan makes allegations against God and against Job that he brings as charges in this heavenly court. Specifically, early in the book of Job, God declared that Job was a blameless and upright man who fears God. Satan alleges in contrast that Job is not really blameless, not really upright, not really God-fearing, but he only appears to be that way because God blesses him and protects him. In particular, Satan alleges that Job does not fear God for nothing, but only because God has blessed the work of his hands and made a hedge around him, around his house, and around all that he has on every side. In other words, Satan claims he could prove his allegations true if only he was allowed to do so. But why would God agree to any such parameters in the first place? Perhaps it was the only way to defeat the allegations, which didn't threaten God, but would undermine love. Because love requires freedom, the harmony of the universe depends on whether creatures trust God. The entire fabric of the universe depends, then, on God making clear that the allegations of the enemy against his character are false. Left unresolved, the devil's allegations would fester and destroy the harmony and love in the whole universe. How much power would a governor accused of corruption need to exercise to prove such allegations false? That's right. No amount of power or force, no matter how great, could defeat slanderous charges against one's character. In fact, exercising one's executive power to silence such allegations would only strengthen them. A conflict over character simply cannot be settled by sheer power, but only by a demonstration of character that manifests the truth and proves the allegations false. Even as a governor cannot clear her name by a show of force, the devil's slanderous allegations could not be defeated by sheer power, but only through some fair and open demonstration that proves the allegations false once and for all, requiring some parameters or rules of engagement. In this light, it seems there was no preferable way for God to defeat Satan's allegations, to settle the conflict and save the world without even greater collateral damage. "I could prove my case," Satan might say, "but I have no chance to win if you're going to use your power to overrule everything I try to do to counter you." Imagine you're playing checkers, and whenever your opponent does not like your move, they can just change it. Now, this is a bad analogy, since this is no game, but this shows you a bit what we are dealing with here. In order for the devil to make any case, he must be given some room to operate without God overruling everything he does. Satan is effectively requesting before the heavenly court the ability to work within expanded parameters that will not arbitrarily be changed, what I call rules of engagement. And I elaborate on these in my book, Theodicy of Love, Cosmic Conflict and the Problem of Evil. Again, Satan alleges that Job does not fear God for nothing, but only because God has blessed the work of his hands and made a hedge around him, around his house, and around all that he has on every side. If met with calamity, Satan insists, Job would curse God to his face. Now, those are quite incendiary allegations indeed. Notice, Satan is not only accusing Job of being unfaithful, He is also claiming that God is not a righteous or just judge, directly contradicting God's previously stated judgment that Job is blameless and upright and fears God and shuns evil. So Satan not only slanders Job's character, but also God's. And this is what he does through the entire story of Scripture. This all reveals a cosmic courtroom drama going on behind the scenes of Earth's history. It is no coincidence that Revelation describes Satan as the accuser of our brethren, who accuses them day and night before our God. Notice the courtroom language. This is talking about the same heavenly court. Likewise, Satan makes these allegations about Job and about God. Remember, in a courtroom session before the heavenly court, and he effectively argues there that the hedge or fence around Job and all that belongs to Job prevents Satan from proving God's judgment of Job false. We thus learn numerous things about the cosmic conflict. First, bad things happen to good people, falsifying the theology of Job's friends. Second, Satan, not God, is the monster who wreaks havoc on Job, indirectly injuring God. Third, Satan possesses power to work evil in this world as Earth's ruler after the fall, but only within some dynamic limits, some rules of engagement that are known to God and to Satan, but typically are not known to us. These rules are not set by God unilaterally, but they are the result of court proceedings in the heavenly council. But understanding that God is working within parameters, working around impediments in the context of a cosmic war between good and evil, everything looks different. This cosmic conflict is not one of sheer power, for no mere creature could oppose God at the level of power. This is a conflict over character, caused by the devil's slanderous allegations against God. Slanderous allegations, however, cannot be settled by force, but only by a demonstration that proves the allegations false. Such a conflict between God and creatures is only possible if God has committed himself to working within some limitations, some parameters, such that his kingdom can be opposed, some rules of engagement, which I elaborate on in my book, Theodicy of Love, Cosmic Conflict and the Problem of Evil. This is good news. Good news for the world. Our world now looks like a war zone because it is one. But God is working behind the scenes, and one day he will make all things right. In the meantime, we can have confidence that God's ways are not our ways, that God knows and sees whatever parameters are in place that we do not see. Further, even though the devil and perhaps others seek to slander you, there is one who stands up for you if you have faith in him.